Now hear these words again from 1 Kings. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable and listen to what God reveals to you in this second reading. Elijah went into a cave and spent the night. The Lord said, "Go out and stand at the mountain before the Lord. The Lord is passing by." A very strong wind tore through the mountains and broke apart the stones before the Lord. But the Lord wasn't in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord wasn't in the fire. After the fire, there was a sound. Then, quiet. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. A great pianist gave a concert in a large concert hall, and when he finished playing, everyone stood up and clapped. Everyone except for one person. There was an older man in the front row who didn't stand and who didn't even applaud. When the pianist walked off stage, he began crying, and his manager asked what was wrong. The pianist said, "Didn't you see the man in the first row? He wasn't clapping." His manager replied, "Of course I saw him, but he's only one person. The rest of the audience gave you a standing ovation. Don't worry about him." The pianist looked at his manager and said, "You don't understand. That man was the composer of the music I just played. He is the only one who counts. He is the only one who knows what that music is supposed to sound like." Sometimes we go through life only listening to the applause of the crowd, the big winds and the earthquakes and the fires. I mean, they're big. They're big and they're loud, and of course they get our attention. And we're busy and we're doing the best we can, so if someone or something wants our attention, they're going to have to make a commotion so they can be heard above all of the noise. Sometimes we get so focused on all those noises that we forget why we're here. We're here to listen for God, to see how God is applauding us. We are here to please one being only, and God has a front row seat among the crowd. It's time to refocus. It's time to take our eyes off the cheering crowd and get refocused this Lent. Because Lent is a time to review and renew. Lent is a time to review how we've composed our lives and to change the things that aren't making music anymore. It's a time to review what's working and what isn't so we can renew ourselves and our lives and the way we do things. Lent is an intentional 40 days of getting back on track. It's a time to turn off the noise of the world and all the distractions and the cheering crowds so we can tune in to the great composer of life who helps us fine-tune our lives. So how do we do that? How do we get to the place where we can go out and stand before the mountain of God so God can help us fine-tune? Well, we do what Elijah did. We find our cave, the place that gets us in listening mode, the place that helps us refocus so we're not looking for God in the big winds, earthquakes, and fires. Because the wind will always try to blow us in the direction it wants us to go, and the earthquakes will always try to shake us up with some earth-shattering news, and there will always be a fire to put out somewhere. Which is exactly why we need our caves. So we can take a break from it all and listen for the still small voice of God that says, here, here is where we can do some fine tuning. Here is where we can get back on track. Because we don't want to get to the end of our lives and have a list of regrets. We want to reach the end of our lives saying, I may have gotten off track a time or two, but I didn't stay there. I did what it takes so I could play my music in a way that was pleasing to God. What is your cave? What does your listening space look like? What do you need to have some quiet from the earthquakes and the crowds? Is it a park, a path, a rocking chair? Is it a practice such as walking, journaling, reading, or making art? What helps you get quiet enough for long enough so you can hear past the chaos and into the depths of your life, into the depths of your soul, the quiet place where God resides? For that is the place that will speak to you. That is the place where you will find holy things revealed to you from God. And that takes courage. Listening to God, listening for God, takes courage, because what if God says something we don't want to hear? What if God reveals something to us we just assume not know about? What if God's not clapping? Couldn't we just go on listening to the crowd? Couldn't we do that? It's like the man who always stopped by the bakery on his way to work each morning. He was trying to lose weight and decided to go on a diet in order to avoid the temptation to eat rich sweets. He decided to take a different route to work each morning so he didn't have to drive by the bakery. His colleagues encouraged and supported him in this endeavor, but one day he had an errand to run in the neighborhood of the bakery. As he approached the bakery, he said to himself, maybe God wants me to stop by the bakery this morning and pick up some goodies for everyone else. So he prayed, Lord, if you want me to stop at the bakery this morning, make a parking spot available right in front of the building so there's no question in my mind. And sure enough, there it was, a parking spot right in front of the bakery, his sixth trip around the block. We can make a quiet cave, and we can spend time in it this Lent, but we have to be willing to hear what God has to say, not just what we want to hear. We have to be willing to listen deeply so we can hear all God wants to reveal to us. We have to be really on board with listening and fine-tuning. Otherwise, we're just playing music for the cheering crowd and finding a way to get into the bakery. So how do we become willing? How do we find the courage to listen? Because we get exhausted, like Elijah did. He went to the cave to meet God because the crowd around him had broken their promises and had stopped playing their music for God. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to literally stay alive in a world that had no need for God. So he went straight to the source. Elijah went straight to God. And it took him a minute. It took him a while to calm down and to stop listening for God and all the loud things like earthquakes, winds, and fires. He wasn't used to the still, small voice that whispers from within. But he took his time. And there was God. And when Elijah heard God, he covered his face with his coat because it was so powerful. And Elijah told God everything. He told God what was going on. He told God all about the cheering crowds and the tempting bakeries and his fear and his desire for fine-tuning. And God revealed a plan to Elijah. God gave him a next step. And God gave him hope. When we come to God this Lent, when we go to our caves, whatever or wherever that might be for us, when we go to our caves and listen for God, when we find the courage to really listen, God will give us a next step. God will show us a way. God will not be silent in our silence. So listen. Listen for what is to be revealed to you. Look for the clues. Get into that space and let the fine-tuning of Lent begin. Amen.
Please bow your heads with me in a time of prayer and meditation. Dear Jesus, this week, as we begin our Lenten journey with you, we are reminded of the importance of reassessing and renewing our lives. Truly, this is a season of fine-tuning what we're listening to, what we're giving weight in our lives, and what we are simply blocking out. Oh God, as we reflected this morning on the story of Elijah and the cave, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would reveal to us what our cave will be. What is our sacred listening space going to look like this Lenten season? For it is in those still, small places that you reside, Lord. You are waiting to speak to us, to teach us, and to heal us. And we ask that we would have courage to listen without fear, because it is easier to keep that static all around us. It is easier to shout and to focus on the distractions, because there are things in our lives we don't want to face. We might be terrified of what we will hear if you do speak to us, Lord. But we know that you are our heavenly parent, our truly greatest advocate, and our wise counselor. And you want us to live life and life to the fullest. So we ask this morning that you would remind us this week to silence some of those staticky places of our lives, to help us fine-tune to where we can hear you clearly. Help us to refocus, renew, and review this Lent. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, as the ushers come forward to receive our tithes and our offerings, I want to thank all of those who have participated in our theme teams. If you remember last week, Kenna and Steve Yarborough came up with the most beautiful scrolls for us to hear a love note from God. All of our pledges, our tithes, and our offerings go to participating in the theme team and the worship ministry here at this church.